This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. All right, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You have all seen the appalling video of the two teenage sociopaths murdering that poor Uber Eats guy. And what you may have seen but not noticed is the 180-degree U-turn by the smart set, who suddenly stopped being offended by the murder of Asian Americans the second they couldn't blame Trump supporters for it. This is garbage, and we need to get in their mutated faces about this. Nothing is as boring as calculated transgression, and nothing is more annoying than a noodle-spined alleged conservative pretending to be outraged about it to rile up us, you know, common people. Lil Nas and Christy Noem were made for each other, it seems. But let's go to our trash establishment. It is only sometimes bad. Last weekend, a couple of teen murderers tasered a Pakistani immigrant to steal his car as he went about his Uber Eats gig in D.C. You can find that video online if you like. I've seen it once. I don't want to see it again. They drove off with him holding onto his car and crashed, and they killed him. And the highlight was one of them demonstrating concern and remorse for her victim. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. It was remorse and concern for her mobile phone, which was still in the overturned car. My bad. The girls were an inconvenient color. And that's why you heard nothing in the mainstream media about it except for a CNN headline that called it an accident. Oops. These things happen. This is the garbage state of affairs our establishment has created when murders are ranked on a scale of oh my gosh to, you know, or excuse me, oh my gosh, we need to disarm all the seditionist conservatives to tumbleweeds depending on the race of the killers. The sociopath who shot up the massage parlors was going to be the great white hope for making anti-Asian violence the next big thing, and the left was furious when he messed up the narrative by declaring himself to be merely a perverted, incel, honest, you know, who sought to destroy the sources of his grody temptations. This victim, though, the Uber Eats guy, this was a guy who was merely trying to do his job. His death is not only nothing to see, but according to some blue checks on Twitter, it should have been actively downplayed in case it gave the right impression. Not the wrong impression. The right one. The true one. The accurate one. The one that was not useful politically. We should not be talking about race, but they talk about nothing else. But if you start labeling crime white supremacy, then people are going to point that out and say that's a bunch of shift. This is not some guy in the Trump administration joking about Kung Flu and inspiring a pogrom in a town that went 95% for asterisk. This was a lie by omission, and we need to stop lying as a society. We need to put criminals in jail and not tolerate violence by anyone, any kind of violence. I know that being colorblind is now declared racist by the establishment, and I don't care. And you shouldn't either. They have a vested interest in racial hate because it prevents us all from seeing our common opponent. They want us looking at them. Excuse me. Most misspoke again. They want us looking at each other with hatred in our faces instead of pivoting and looking at them. Two groups. That's what makes them the garbage establishment. Now, I was talking about transgression earlier, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of transgression. I'm too tired to be outraged by someone called Lil Nas who put out a song called Old Town Road. It was a big song. And in the video, you know, if you actually watch the video, and if you actually read the lyrics, that catchy tune in the video, he lap dances with Beelzebub. I guess we should be grateful he's not in a three-way with Demogorgon. And he also made special sneakers with blood in them or something. I guess we're all supposed to be down, being the squares we are. But I'm not. It's not that I'm square. It's because I'm bored. I think all of this mock outrage is just so stupid. But then when you pivot and you look at Christy Noem, she thinks we're stupid too. Because she had a chance to actually do something about dudes in dresses crashing girls' sports. She decided the way back into the good graces was to pose as Xena, the culture warrior queen, and get into the Twitter tussle with whoever Lil Nas is about this dumb ploy to shock the bourgeois. And I'm sorry she's not what we thought she was, what I thought she was. Because this is cruise ship conservatism 101. Pose, pout, and preen, but never actually fight. And what's most insulting is she thinks we're, you know, that we're actually fooled by this. And what we, you know, what's happening now is a lot of people are saying things like, gosh, she punted on signing an actual law that does something. But look at these tweets, and she's really on her side. And she does ads with guns. Won't work. It's not going to work. We're woke. Both to the clownish rappers trying to substitute shock for talent, and to political hacks trying to trick us into thinking they aren't figuratively treating the leftist Chamber of Commerce like Lil Nas treated Satan. And for some reason, one of the things that keep making the news is that Badfinger's, his dog keeps biting people. You know, the president's dog bit somebody, and they banished the dog to Delaware. So that means, once I don't know if anybody asked this, does this mean they flew the dogs back to Delaware on Air Force One? And then, now they're back at the Capitol, so does that mean they were contrite, so they were flown back? I don't know. But here's the thing. We keep hearing about people getting bit there, but who's getting bit? What are the pronouns for the person getting bit? What are the dog's pronouns? And this is why I don't buy any of it. We never got the intersectional information we would expect from the spokes being, you know, Ginger Goebbels, Raggedy Jenny, if this was not a cover-up. And here's what I think. I think Kamala sent a plate of homemade cookies to President Asterisk and somehow got him past Dr. Jill, who is totally a real doctor. Stumbles, old crusty boy, took one, but before stuffing it into his toothless maw, saw the dog begging for a treat and tossed it over. The dog ate it, and that's all, she barked. And never eat anything for the veep that has not been passed to the food taster. Of course, this is all conjecture. I think maybe the dog went to dog heaven, but this is just a theory. But, you know, when you look at all the way the news comes out of the Capitol, these crazy pieces just seem to fit. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD. at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The New York Times reported on March 27th that Syrian-born Colorado rampage killer Ahmoud al-Alawi Elisa had been on the FBI's radar before he murdered 10 people in a grocery store. According to the Times, they said his identity was previously known to the FBI because he was linked to another individual under investigation by the Bureau. According to a police affidavit, 6 days before Elisa shot 10 people to death, he purchased a AR-15 in a pistol configuration. That would have required him to pass a federal background check also run by the FBI. Which brings the thought to mind that it seems like the FBI is not very good at this stopping the rampage killer thing. This is not an anomaly in their history. This is actually a pattern of negligence. During the Obama presidency, Senator Ron Paul grilled FBI Director James Comey about the known wolf problem of 14 Islamist attacks in the U.S. during Obama's tenure. And the FBI had been aware of at least 12 before the violence erupted and did nothing. Like the 2009 Fort Hood shooter who killed 13, the Boston Marathon bombers of 2013 who killed 3 and injured 264, the Pulse nightclub shooter who killed 49 people and wounded 53 more. All were known to the FBI. Several had been interviewed by the FBI before they went on killing sprees. The FBI had also been warned numerous times about the Parkland, Florida school shooter before he killed 17 and injured 17 more in 2018. It also knew beforehand about the 2018 Nashville, Tennessee Waffle House shooter who killed 4 and injured 2 more and the 2020 Nashville RV bomber. So, in the meantime, while the FBI has been failing to stop terrorist attacks that they know about by known threats like these, it has conducted numerous political operations on behalf of Democrats. The ones we know about include Crossfire Hurricane's use of federal spy power to affect election outcomes and prevent effective governance by elected Republicans. And this included spying on Fox News. In 2020, the FBI sent 15 agents to investigate a rope tied in a loop that hysterical people alleged was a noose after a black NASCAR driver was assigned a garage where the rope was hanging there as its door pull. The FBI investigation determined the rope had been in the same shape and spot since at least 2019. In 2019, they executed Operation Varsity Blues to shame rich people who attempted to buy their children entry into ruling-class universities by means other than gobsmackingly expensive prep schools and SAT tutors. They also appear to have entrapped people into a ridiculous plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 by inserting agents into their social group who presented a plan and got them to appear to go along, at least on FBI recordings. Same appears to be happening with the Democrats using the January 6th riot to have the FBI investigate and prosecute their political opponents among the hoi polloi. But for that investigation, USA Today says agents in all but one of the FBI's 56 field offices have been drafted to track down people who attended the Capitol protest that day, the majority of whom peacefully protested. Investigators, and this is coming from, USA Today. Investigators who typically work cases involving the trafficking of drugs, child pornography, and sex have taken calls from writers, angry ex-wives and former girlfriends, and employers turned tipsters. Meanwhile, the FBI and other investigators appear to be hiding the truth about the one death that occurred in connection with this havoc that hasn't yet been definitively proven to be an accident, besides a rioter a police officer shot to death. It also looks like the FBI is using its police power to prosecute people in connection with the Capitol riot who participated in no violence, including one who never went inside the Capitol nor harmed any person or public property, according to Julie Kelly's reporting of court documents. His true crime appears to be belonging to a group in which some members believe, according to the federal indictment, that the federal government has been co-opted by a cabal of elites actively trying to strip American citizens of their rights. Parents of a teen who entered the Capitol and also committed no violence have been threatened by the feds for their political beliefs. Their 18-year-old has been in jail since the FBI arrested him in February with 30 other inmates and denied bail because he was homeschooled. I don't believe that home incarceration will work because he's an 18-year-old who's homeschooled, according to U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan. Bruno Cua is being treated as a hardened criminal because of an aggressive non-leftist social media post. It appears his actual crime was trespassing. Feds have shown no evidence that he perpetrated any property destruction or violence, and meanwhile, thousands of youths who rioted in the name of Black Lives Matter are out enjoying their $1,400 stimulus checks. The FBI never tried to pursue them at all. The FBI received repeated tips from social media company Parler ahead of the January 6th riot that violence might occur, and it appears precisely zero actions were taken before the unrest to try to prevent it. And when you combine that with their reported entrapment attempts by infiltrating the Tea Party and other conservative patriotic groups, this certainly makes one think. While letting much worse left-wing violence from well-documented extremist networks continue largely unchecked on federal property in Portland and elsewhere, FBI has placed thousands of billboards across the country seeking tips to ferret out all the private citizens who are at the Capitol on the one day of the past year of repeated violent mayhem that any of them could be attached to non-leftists. Here's the thing. It is time now to shut down the FBI and start over from scratch until we figure out what is going on. We cannot continue to have an FBI more interested in pulling off Varsity Blues and Crossfire Hurricane than stopping a rampage killer when they might have a tip. We simply can't afford it. It's not in the cards. So, that's just one of those little things, you know. When you look at their combined work and the combined things that they ignore versus the things they go after, it's scandalous. It is absolutely scandalous. They're out there worried about right-wing extremists because they're boomers who belong to the NRA and in the middle, you know, they can burn down cities and they won't pursue them, but if you're in the NRA, well, we're coming for you, boy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to formally outline his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Democrats on the far left, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that number is not nearly enough. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats aren't happy, and most Republicans are far ruling out raising taxes on corporations for infrastructure spending. As far as raising taxes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CNN,
what the president proposed is changes to the corporate, to make the corporate tax code more fair, bring the rate from 21% up to 28%, what it was before former President Trump took office.
Pfizer announcing their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in children ages 12 to 15. That's following a clinical trial of over 2,200 participants. USA Radio News. A new study shows promising results against new COVID-19 variants.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A juror says she suffered a stress-related reaction during the Derek Chauvin trial on Wednesday. A pool reporter inside the courtroom saying the court took an abrupt break after a juror stood up, waved her hands, and seemed flush and possibly ill. After about 20 minutes, a female juror took the stand and said for the record she had suffered what the judge called a stress-related reaction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. According to White House officials, more than 1 in 3 adults have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Nearly 75% of senior citizens have at least received their first vaccination. And yet, we're still being urged to remain socially distant, mask our faces, despite reports of the shot's effectiveness. The contradictions here make my head hurt. My parents have had their vaccines recently. Other older members of my family have also received their vaccines. Each have differing reasons and very different methods for handling all the changes which have come from this pandemic. But everybody I know is ready to put all the struggles of the past year behind them. I have some relatives that are hoping that if enough people get it, that it will not be made mandatory, the vaccine. They understand the concerns about short and long-term side effects that come from a rush vaccine. But to her, to one of my relatives, they would rather be a guinea pig than have children and grandchildren be forced to suffer the consequences of potential reactions or become social outcasts if the shot is made mandatory. Now, I get that. I respect it. I support it. Whatever others feel is best for them is how I feel they should proceed. This is the part about freedom that you have to accept, letting people make their own decisions. This is how I viewed every issue I've ever been involved in when it comes to freedom. And this is, you know, throughout the pandemic, I've felt the same way. There are some people out there that have no interest in the vaccine. They don't want to be thought of as an experiment. they point out a bunch of things. They point out how they haven't been tested enough. I don't know about children being inoculated against this because we have found that children have little or no effect from this. So it makes me wonder about giving it to them. But, I mean, this is what it boils down to. We are not people that are designed to not be social. People want to socialize. People want to be close. They want to interact. You know, you have relatives. Like, I'm a grandfather, okay? Because I respected my son's and my daughter-in-law's wishes, I have not been able to hold my grandchildren, really touch them that much, haven't held the smaller ones for since March of 2020, in a year. I have been allowed to see them and play with them to the best degree that I can, but you know, it has an effect on you, you know? For some of us, being around the grandchildren are almost like a rejuvenation of the soul. A renewal, if you will. But, I mean, think about what they're asking you to do. And think about what you've already been through. We have, like, I went to the mall here locally. And here we are a year into the pandemic. And I get to the mall, and they still have lines of people to get into a store. Plus, they don't even have the merchandise in the stores in most cases. Now, this is where I live. If I go 100 miles south and I go to the mall down there, there is none of that nonsense. And that's because all of these little local, all of these little local tyrants that are out there, Republican and Democrat, have gotten out there, and they're not. While they'll get out there and tell you they're following the science, they're not actually following the science because the cases are down. They'll tell you the cases are up. Right now, we've been hearing about the cases being up. I wonder how much of that has to do with that all of these illegal immigrants we're letting through the doors. That would interest me a great deal to know that. So, I just, you know, I look at this and I still wonder, though. If they want us all to get this vaccine, why are they wanting us to stay the way we are? Just, you know, to continue to have our life on hold. And that's what it boils down to. Now, in the beginning, even though I had COVID-19 early on, I was willing to wear a mask to make other people feel better because I carry a gun. Now I don't even have that anymore. I don't even have that in me anymore. I'm going to get the vaccination because I'm asthmatic, and wearing a mask is very problematic for me. So, in terms of my quality of life, I'm going to get the vaccination, and I'm going to quit wearing the mask. Well, I'm trading one for the other. But we cannot continue to live like this. Fauci is a quack. Anybody that doubts that, all you got to do is look at the way he changes his story from day to day. Right now, according to the White House, according to President Asterisk, 2.5 million people are being vaccinated every day. So if you are very afraid of the virus, this should be very good news for you. You should begin by embracing your loved ones and smiling unmasked. It's a very simple thing. Just wanting to be with your family, wanting to be normal. Those most at risk now, 75% of them have a vaccine, and now they can distance and mask if they want to. But, I mean, distancing and masking is obsolete now, period. And like with the flu shot and every other inoculation, there will always be risks and varying circumstances to weigh. But life must go on. Continuing to rely on excessive safety protocols does nothing to offer confidence in the COVID-19 shot. In separate testing and in independent testing, the COVID-19, the Pfizer, the Moderna, you are basically bulletproof after you take that. As a matter of fact, 4 weeks after you take shot one, you're basically bulletproof. I saw something today. Somebody read me something today about somebody who had just taken their second shot and then they got COVID-19. But that's only in the news. It's who trusts the news? Why would we trust the news on this when the news is the ones out there trying to change the narrative? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. This is the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We currently exist at a very critical moment in these United States. You've got Democrats and Republicans in some cases that are unconstitutionally trying to ban AR-15s. They want to have extreme risk protection orders and red flag legislation designed to confiscate firearms without providing law-abiding Americans their recognized due process. Just those two things that I mentioned there are enough to make the case that there is a lot of evidence of infringement in place. There is, in fact, a culture war going on. Now, my approach to firearm ownership issues differ greatly from Mr.'s Dan Gross and Rob Pincus. And I'm mentioning this again because this is a distraction. Here we have two guys. Now, Dan Gross as a gun grabber, I don't blame him. Pincus, on the other hand, I do. They want to push universal background checks, even though in subsequent interviews, Pincus has said that that's not what he was actually pushing for, but it's what he said in the article that he wrote, the open letter from him and Dan Gross, which Dan Gross didn't. I don't think Dan Gross put anything in that. What they're trying to do is outlaw private gun sales where you don't fill out a 4473. But in their quest to do this, they make a disgusting claim. They suggested significant evidence shows that there is a shockingly small percentage of dealers that are selling the overwhelming majority of guns used in crimes, and yet they cite no evidence of this, no study, no reference, no nothing. So it seems that Mr. Gross, Rob has been hanging out with Gross for a while, and seems like he's trained Mr. Pincus in the art of making stuff up to support a point. And any shaved ape can do a quick Google search to find actual research on that subject. In 2016, the U.S. Department of Justice found that fewer than 1 in 50, less than 2%, of all prisoners had obtained a firearm from a retail source and possessed, carried, or used it during the offense for which they were imprisoned. That's a fact. That's a study done by the U.S. Department of Justice. In my opinion, using a facts-based argument versus conjecture and whole cloth makes for a stronger argument. Despite my best efforts and me trying to, because logically, I shouldn't be extending anything to the gun grabbers. Although, if they actually wanted to have a real discussion about violence in America, I'd be willing to have that. But as long as they get out there and preface it by the fact, in order to stop violence in America, we have to disarm the law-abiding, you know, if it involves any dialogue about the banning of guns, if it makes it impossible for you to purchase one, or if it involves talk of a system that encourages gun confiscation without the involvement of a crime, this is not an honest conversation. Now, if people who oppose my view agree with banning any type of firearm or the confiscation of guns without due process, they do not understand the constitutional nature of my position. Now, Pincus would get out there and tell you, or he would say, I want you to cite, I need citation of that, even though he clearly makes points all the time with no reference point at all. Another thing he hasn't done is he hasn't researched the U.S. Constitution, legal precedent in America, or the rights of law-abiding Americans to protect themselves and their families. As a gun rights advocate, it is not my responsibility to pretend the person conversing with me is not seeking to take my rights away when their suggestions do precisely that. Now, here's the thing. Since this got published in AmmoLand, and like I said before, AmmoLand is not complicit in this article. They simply let them do it. He wrote it, they published it. It's an opinion piece. It's a delusional, condescending opinion piece, but it's an opinion piece. And since that got published, there's been a lot of rebuttals, a lot of commenters out there. Now, Rob is out there completely, he's so tone deaf as to what's going on. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand, for example, that nobody's going to take him serious. I can't wait for the next SHOT show. I can't wait for the next NRA show. I'll go just to see if he goes, just to see what kind of a reception he gets. He does have fanboys that follow him on Twitter and on Facebook, but they won't be at these events. He will expect to be walking around in these events and to still be fanboyed over. For example, if you want to look at like the Rampage killers, because one of the things they say is if they were able to do what they want to do, the way they want to do it, which they know the best way, then you know, obviously it's never been tried in the history of tyranny, they would cut down this kind of killing by half. Once again, they have no, I don't know where they get that number from. But there's three attributes, for example, overwhelmingly common in a Rampage killer and people who are violent in general. One, the shooters are normally raised in fatherless homes. Two, regardless of the age, he or she was over-medicated with psychotropic drugs. Three, the shooter was bullied by others at some point. One of those is going to that's going to be pertinent to whoever that shooter is. That doesn't mean that everybody's raised in a fatherless home is going to turn into a Rampage killer or taking mind-altering, mood-altering drugs or suffered at the hands of a bully. That doesn't automatically make them a mass killer, but it's just, you know, these are attributes that have been found to be true. What these guys are doing, they're taking the lazy way, and they want to blame the gun. They want to blame the gun. We can't let these people have guns. Well, how do you identify these people? That's where the problem comes into play. I don't think those kind of people should have guns either. However, I'm not out there ready to codify anything that could be used and weaponized against law-abiding people. And that's what happens every time any legislation is drafted. Now, I'm not being closed-minded. You know, I don't want to look at I know about the rising suicide rate of 2020, and I know what caused it. And it wasn't guns. If there's ever a legitimate conversation about combating violence in America, I'm there. But the gun control activists, if they hijack the actual gun safety agenda, we actually talk about gun safety, about safe ways of handling guns and such. I'm not going to be involved in that. They can talk to themselves. Rob Pincus is not a Second Amendment advocate. I don't know if Rob knows what he is. Whatever it is, it is a distraction, and we can't spend too much time looking at this. I mean, in the coming days, we'll talk more about it, but this is not something to focus on. It's something to laugh about. I mean, you can't imagine some of the phone conversations I have with people I know. And he's got some people coming out of the woodwork that he doesn't want writing about him. Cooked. Coming up next, it's going to be the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.